The pilings of a long-since-closed-down salmon cannery stand erect on the rocky beach. Just beyond, you can see the roof of Doug Cooper's cabin, peering over the tall grass. Cooper has been fishing his set net site at Nooshigak Point since 1951.
When I started here, there were just three or four of us set netting at Nooshigak Point. And now the set nets start here at the marker and go all the way for whatever it is, 20 miles clear to the outer marker out on the Cape without any breaks hardly. So it's just wall-to-wall set nets now.
Over the years, Cooper has seen people come and go. He has seen the two canneries on the point close down, and he remembers the fire that burnt down the Russian Orthodox Church at the top of the hill. But he says he has never seen a run to match this year's.
I've never seen it like this, where the fish started June 21. They actually went by in huge numbers before the opening, but they must have started maybe the 17th or so going by in huge numbers here, and then they have been present ever since in large numbers, which is totally unique.
The run has been substantial enough to overwhelm the processor, Peter Pan Seafoods, who has been forced to place Nooshigak set netters on daily limits. While many fishermen express frustration with the limits, Cooper says the restrictions have made fishing easier.
It's not a popular thing to say, but the closures by the cannery actually help us in some level because nobody's fishing for well. The fish move up here to where we are, and then when we put our nets out, they're there for us instead of being filtered out by being open 24 hours a day.
Cooper's neighbor on Nooshigak Point, Tom Rollman, manages a large operation of a couple dozen crew members fishing multiple permits. He says when fishing is wide open, he deploys his crew in shifts, but the limits have changed that strategy.
When we catch the 2,000 pounds per permit, we're finished for that 24-hour period. So we just send the whole crew up till they get our quota, and then they come back, where normally they would be 12 on, 12 off, two different crews.
Curtis Olson, better known as Ole, is the self-proclaimed mayor of Nooshigak Point and has fished the district for 37 years. He was medevaced out when his gallbladder turned septic during last year's season and considered retirement. He says he's glad he continued to fish because he was able to participate in what he calls the greatest run ever in the history of the Nooshigak district.
This has been a sight to see. I mean, the greatest migration ever of salmon to the Nooshigak district, and I live to see it. And you know, it's kind of a wonderful thing.
On July 11th, the Nooshigak salmon run surpassed the previous record of 15,738,332 fish set back in 2006, and it's still going. I'm Nick Shalino, KDLG News.